there is so much things going on when a person is have a relationship with another person. As we can see, if individual is just individual as, you know, a person that can be friendly with, it's just real abstract condition when you talk about what is friends is, what is close friends is, what is best friend is, what is good friends, what is and bad friends. And because it really depends on how people understand how friends is built on our own nature in our own social world. And when you talk about it, friends is just a random abstract that we imagine at ourselves. That might be when we have friends, we think that we have instinct, we have subconscious that talk to us that this person or one person, two, three, four, is we are comfortable talk to that, to the person. We just not comfortable. Maybe we can talk about what is our own might be a problem, what is our proud of, because we need a trust. We need someone that we can trust. We just can go to stranger and talk about what is what do we want, what do we need. It's just not gonna work. Sometimes might be for a person is we need to close as a person to another person, to a group of people, might be to get into a group that we're comfortable with, to play, to hang out with, to talk about some issues, to talk about something fun, to go to the place that might be just can go with your friends, because it's really hard to find it in our days right now. With the technology, if we talk about friends, it's just we can get it anyone, anywhere, anyone we want, because we just can talk to each to a person from far away in the past. I mean in the 18th century, we can just be really friends to anyone. But now it's really different things. We can literally, if we have every tools, we have every technology, we can really be friends with anyone we want, anyone you want, and it's really amazing to even think about it. But when we talk about in the past, might be for the flexibility that we had now, it might be a really different field, a really different condition and environment to get a friends, because it's more complex than in the past. In the past, maybe for someone who live in a village, they will just close to anyone in there. But we can just literally, for someone that live in Melbourne, we'll just talk to someone that live in Hong Kong and be friends with anyone in there if they are become cool. And it's just really good with it. I mean, the flexibility we had is just make us a bit not more attached to anyone. And it's really good, because in the past we tend to become attached to anyone. We can just felt that in like being our parents' family and our parents' friends, that they really attach. And from the what I see is just they don't really because they our parents that maybe now working in some movies and just have a friends. It's just they are really they may be using technology, but they have their own nature that become more close to everyone. But in this age, maybe in teenage, in someone that now in their 20s is have that flexibility. We have now have our own things to do because of the flexibility. We don't really with our systems now, we don't have to get what we need by close to a person, because literally everything is just business. Like if you met a person, you just think that if you want to read a newspaper, you just have to buy it. Everything is just not really become we need to close to a person to get what we want. And for now, it's just really flexible. Maybe we get the friends from our school, and that's the mainstream place to get the friends. But in the past, it's not really the case. Maybe when the school is not even invented yet, but childhood friends, middle school friends, middle school friends, high school friends, that there might be someone that you can hold on. There might be there is someone that can be, it's just God, and that's really it is. It's not because you can get friends or anything, but that's the nature of it. That's the nature of our society for now, but it's really depend on where you live. Is it you live in the really modern cities, modern state that's really full of technology and full of business. Everyone is doing really doing their business. Everyone is just have a chance to explore their own self and not think about other people. But it's depends on how you position. If you are a kid, yes, you can literally be friends with someone with minimal contact or anything and still pursue your dream. You don't have to really close to anyone and making a house and live together for forever and you're not getting anything. Like live in, you know, in the like a tribe or anything. They really live together. They really live for someone else. They really live for their tribe. They get food, they back home to their village, just like that. But now we can literally get anything we want and explore what we wanted to do and still manage to have a friends. If you really want it and if you really need it, there is someone that maybe have a problem and can be alone. There is someone that really okay to be alone and just talk just minimum things to other people just to have a conversation. Like someone maybe just think about, oh, I just want to have conversation, but I don't really want to attach to a person that really hard that I will think about that person, and that person is don't think about me. Might be in this era, in the 21st century, we just focus on ourselves. and make conversation with someone else in minimum, whether depends on your mission and what you want to do. Maybe there is someone that you hang out with without any business that you wanted for them, and that's really genuine things to do, and there is no problem with that, because it depends on what you need.
Apa?
It really depends on what you need, and I'm just get bothered by my It really depends. Like we don't have to think that we really need friends, and we don't have to think that we don't really need friends. It just depends on what you need. So it's just, you need to I think we really need to question ourselves that what is friends is, what we do with friends, and what kind of friends that do you need. I mean, if you say, oh, I'm friends with anyone because I want to go to anyone, I think that's really good, but maybe it will be tiring you off if you really want to close to them out in that case. But for now, it's just really flexible. It's just fascinating enough for me to say that our society is really changing, and for us now, friends is might be something that we need the most. Might be because that's like what I say first, we really have a path to pursue our own dreams, to pursue our own ambition, our own happiness on our own. And literally with our system now, we might be not really need friends, but that's the paradox, because we really alone when we're chasing something, we really need friends. So maybe it's really not changing anything, because human is naturally really need friends, really need someone to talk to. But it depends on the person. But as human, as an organism that living, that have a biological needs, biological that has of social needs, have everyone is just have social needs, everything, and in our era is just really needed, because everyone literally not like, if you imagine like some point that's small, they're not close to each other, they are not random, but they have the same, like, yeah. I mean, if you think about in the war era, like, you might be can't literally talk to another kingdom, or you can, if you live in the Cold War, you can literally, if you live in Germany, you can just talk to Soviet. Just like that. It's just really ridiculous. But now there is no one that's really have a time to become enemies. But it depends, because it's in the Middle East, in Africa, yeah, there is some conflict of it, but it's now is really minimal. It depends on your view. Maybe you really hated some nation and errors because of their social, but anything. But I talk about making friends, making someone to accompany you. Like, friends is really important when you think about it. When you want to talk, when you want to go to the another state, another nation to go, and you need someone that really know you. I think for friends, it's just, might be, someone that you know each other about, not just know your existence, but know your problems, maybe know your condition, know your how you act, how so they can anticipate each other. It's just like subject and to subject that they don't know about, then they are not friends. But when they are know each other, when they trust each other, when they do something each other, they literally can be friends. And they're just doing something really easy to close. It's just like like you can imagine, like two different entities, and they're just getting close. But when they're getting close, it's not merely you become friends, but there is some like biological things, like you have a memory of each other, you have a thing of each other, you like understand that, oh, for the definition, we are our friends, or we are someone that literally can do something together, can make something together. It's just really a forms of adaptation. It's from my understanding. It's just form of understanding each other. Then you can be friends. But it's really good when you are in a group. But maybe it's really real unhealthy when it's not genuine. Like someone is just want to get in the group because they want to. This person maybe want a group of 3 people that maybe is really good. They want to get in, just want to fit in. They just want to have a friend, but there is some they have some business. Maybe just want to see that, oh, I'm friends with that friend, and it's really not, because there's a mechanism that you can just lie about. There is really you can faking to be a friends to someone else. You can just be fake. The mechanism will not be really good, because you just making things up. You are not true to yourself, because it's just something that friends need do. They just have to let it out what they really have. But yeah, but we need to calculate what we need to hide, what need to getting out from ourselves, so we can keep our own self safe. Okay, this is important of how I think from friends is, and everyone is really need friends. Depends on what they understanding of relationship and social as individual and the group and other things. It's really more complicated than that, because the problem is so much, and it just will not really work each other when it's just not genuine. But I think you just have to trust your feelings. You know, like if you really can be with a person, just say it. I mean, the trust, the saying what you really feel when you to friends is the best thing to keep everything keep in check. If you are not honest enough, it will not. Yeah, I'm working on it. It's really, because it's really not easy to do something. To even make friends is, I think, for this era, is not really easy. I say it that it's the technology is making us really easy. The technology is making it, yeah, but as the psychology of it, it's just really not that easy. It's just the path is really so much, but when we do it, it's not really as it seems. Just you can just do that, because it's really more complicated when you want to close your friends. you need to analyze situation and everything. I think it's just, I think in the 40s or 50s, yeah, in the past, it's the same as we know. They have all their own difficulties, and now we have our own difficulties too. And it just really depends on how we can analyze condition now and just make the best of it to have someone in your life.